Hi, everybody. Time to check in here. I have, of course, totally recovered from my righteous anger about the person who listened to me for a year daily and then went ahead and, got the thing. But I had to work that through my system, and I hope that served somehow as a template for those of you who are going through these kinds of losses with family, friends, everything. What I really don't want is for you to ever feel bad about yourself for getting that enraged, because what's going on is outrageous. It is outrageous. I've just found out that many hospitals are doing this new, I forget what it's called, protocol for COVID. It includes remdesivir. That's how they kill people. If you go to BitChute and it's here on my channel, by the way, if you just got to scroll up, Reiner Fulmick and Dr. Brian Artis talking about his father-in-law dying in the hospital and finding out that remdesivir causes renal failure. And so if they don't kill you with the vent, they kill you with the remdesivir. So the only way out, everybody, is you must stay healthy enough to remain out of the hospital. So, and I've fielded a bunch of phone calls today with people starting to get sick. Now, here's the thing. SARS-CoV-2 has never, ever, ever been isolated. I believe that there is some kind of bioweapon going along whose job it is to attack the lungs. And the spike protein puts little spikies in the endothelial lining of the capillaries of your body, and it causes blood clots. And there are 50 billion spike proteins in each dose of the shot. So we're starting to see, and it's very amazing to me, the mass hypnosis. So we're starting to see all these people who are having strokes, pneumonia, all after getting the shot, but they don't equate it with the shot, because no one's equated anything with these shots for decades, right? But this is really, this is the kill shot. Most people recovered from an MMR, not everybody. So that's where we are. So what I want every one of you to do is make sure that you have a nebulizer. You need a prescription. I couldn't believe this, to get it at a pharmacy. That's ridiculous. Okay, you can get them. I got mine on Amazon. I'm sorry. Sometimes that is the most convenient place to go. Get a nebulizer. Then get some hydrogen peroxide, food grade. That's the kind you get anywhere. Go online. Don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo. Go online and look up instructions for nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. There are numerous articles on it, numerous. And have that on hand so that the minute you start to get anything in your lungs, you're nebulizing hydrogen peroxide and plus or minus iodine. And that should nip it in the bud. Also, the natural quinine, hydroxychloroquine. You make that, and I know that I have posted this numerous times. Here's the recipe. 3 organic grapefruit, 3 organic lemons. Take the peel off of those. Doesn't matter if it's got the white. Save the fruit for later. Now simmer the peels under 3 inches of water. Just put 3 inches of good quality spring water above those peels. Simmer it for 3 hours. Take the liquid, put it in 2-quart mason jars. This makes 2 quarts. Freeze one, put the other in the refrigerator, and take 2 tablespoons twice a day. I put it in Cardio Miracle. Cardio Miracle is a supplement that I take that actually sustains the production of nitric oxide and blood circulation from the endothelial lining of your blood vessels. If you go to my website, drnorthrup.com, the health store, you can get it at a discount. It is expensive. It's expensive for me. It's highly effective. So I stick my hydroxychloroquine in that so I don't taste it, but you could put it in juice. It's a little bitter, all right? Also, have on hand vitamin C. Anything that starts in, like you're starting to feel sick, begin to take 1,000 milligrams every hour until you reach bowel tolerance. What is bowel tolerance? It's when you start to have loose stools. Then your tissues are saturated with vitamin C. Vitamin D, 10,000 international units per day. Make sure you get in a little vitamin K, about 180, I think it's milligrams. Vitamin K2. A lot of vitamin D comes with K2, but frankly, I don't think you need as much K2 as you do the vitamin D. You just need to have some. Or get out in the sun every day. Zinc. Everyone should have a source of zinc lying around, 50 to 200. Again, I don't know if it's micrograms or milligrams. I always forget, and I don't have a bottle in front of me, but it'll be whatever is on the bottle. Picosilver is good. Carolyn Dean sells a wonderful kind of zinc that's liquid, picozinc. She also has picosilver. These things are very potent. You get those from RNA Reset, rnareset.com. Also, Vimergy. Vimergy has really good zinc. I like their stuff very, very much. So that's what you want to have on hand at all times. You don't want to wait until you're starting to get sick, then scramble. Have this stuff now. If you can get a prescription for ivermectin, please get it and have it on hand. Formulary pharmacies are making up ivermectin. It should be relatively cheap. I got some from a local formulary pharmacy, $84. Walgreens charged me $298 for the same thing. If all else fails and you can't, now the frontline doctors will prescribe that for you, though their website can be a little wonky because they're always under attack. God knows they're doing the best they can. I think Meehan, M-E-E-H-A-N, M-D.com, Dr. Meehan does telemedicine, and he will prescribe that for you. There's a lot of doctors who will do this for you. Have it on hand. Now, I'll tell you what the fishermen in Maine are using. And you use this, and they've had really good success with it. You go to the tractor supply, and you get ivermectin for a horse. It's apple-flavored. Now, the dose of ivermectin is 0.2 milligrams per kilogram. How do you determine your dose? You divide your weight by 2.2. 1 pound equals 2.2. Or what is it? 2.2 kilograms equals a pound. Or whatever. I don't think that is, no. Anyway, you divide your weight by 2.2 kilograms, and that will be your, then you multiply that times 0.2. So my weight, 140, so that comes to about 15 milligrams of ivermectin as my dose. Many people take that once a week just for prophylaxis, just once a week. And it can be alternated with hydroxychloroquine. If you're doing the lemon peel and grapefruit peel, then you're doing essentially some hydroxychloroquine, all right? There's also the shikimate stuff. That's the pine needle tea and the anise and the fennel. And David Avocado Wolf has on his Telegram channel all of that stuff. So you can just go over there. But the main thing is this. You need to know this stuff and you need to have it on hand and you need to be prepared so that you never, and I mean never, end up in a hospital. Because at this particular point in time, as far as I can tell, even if the people are absolutely wonderful, if you go in there with anything cardiac or respiratory, they must be getting, the hospital administrators are, they've got protocols and even the good doctors can't get around them. What it takes to get the right treatment in a hospital is literally an act of God. So stay out of there and stay healthy. This is important more than ever before. We are in the rapids now. God is large and in charge. We are going to win this. We need massive, massive, massive civil disobedience. We have today at our local hospital a demonstration, a protest. Over 1,000 people are going to be there, as I said. And then later today, we're going to be at the Community Barn in Dresden, where Seth Brzezinski is going to teach us how to stay in the powerful state of heart resonance, which he learned by being incarcerated in a federal prison for a trumped-up drug charge. And you have to learn how to go into your heart and see that the love there is huge and it changes the world. Then my daughter and I are going to sing and play the harp. So that is today, everybody. I hope you're doing really, really well as the tide turns.